This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to as live as it can be from the west side of Oahu here in Honolulu, Hawaii, overlooking the great state. Hey, the lead stories today are mobile carriers throttling video sites? Is it time to enjoy a personal shopper? Does Facebook and Twitter think the governmental hammer is coming their way? And would you sell your personal health data? I want to welcome you to episode 1310 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, September 6th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. I want to give a warm, warm welcome to all the new listeners. Thanks for being here. If you're watching the show or listening to the show for the very, very first time, thank you so much for taking some time and hanging out. I've got a great show for you. I'm back here in the studio. I've been in Texas. The rest of you, it's great to be back in the studio. But for those of you that are brand new, go over to geeknewscentral.com. Right on the right-hand column of the website, you can get subscribed via Apple Podcasts on Android, via email, via Google Podcasts on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, or via a standard RSS feed. Once you get subscribed to the show, that's the most important thing. At the same time on the website, we want you to subscribe to the newsletter. You can watch the show on the Apple TV. You can listen on blueberry.com. You, of course, can use any of your mobile devices to watch or listen to the show. You can listen on your smart home device by using the keyword for that device and say, play the podcast Geek News Central. This show is streamed live at live.geeknewscentral.com. Of course, we're on Facebook as well. And Facebook Live, you can join our chat room at geeknews.chat. And that's our Mastodon chat site, our chat server. Come on over there and hang out and make some comments. Of course, you can join our Slack channel as well. Our Slack channel really contains everything that we cover during the show. It's where we hang out. Hey, you can contact me via email, geeknews@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter @geeknews. Of course, follow me on Facebook. Partner shows include The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site being written by my writing team, the new media show hosted by myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee, and the podcast Legends Show. Of course, you can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. This show has the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast, and that's our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. And really, you know, I was told, you're getting new codes, you're getting new deals. I do not like to tell you guys that and have different information on the first show of September. And matter of fact, I went back to my rep and said, hey, this is not what I was expecting. But what we have done is we have new promo codes, but the deals are the same. And I apologize immensely. It was my understanding we were getting new deals. So that's in work. So I was very, very surprised. But the new codes really are just a little abbreviation of what they were. But we still got the 30% off new product purchases. We got a .coms for 99 cents still. We still have the $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain. We still have a $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. And 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business plus plans. Now, how the codes have changed, and they're actually a little better to remember. CJC Geek 30, CJC Geek 99, CJC Geek 1H, and that's for the $1 a month economy hosting. Then we have CJC Geek 1W, that's the $1 a month managed WordPress hosting. And then the GoDaddy website builder code did not change at all. CJC GNC free. So again, my apologies there. I was fully expecting brand new deals. And matter of fact, when I was sent the link to go in. I was like, oh, there's this, and I was trying to apply them and didn't look right. The code didn't look right. And I emailed back my rep over there, said, what's going on? And he sent me a little spreadsheet with the new, and I said, well, what are the new links? He says, the links don't change, just the promo codes change. And I was like, oh, okay. So what this is, I think, is a reset. I want to make sure that the codes that we're using have been on my website that we've been using here for probably 2 years, maybe 2.5 years with these deals with the same promo code. They want to make sure they're not spread far and wide across the ecosphere of the internet and people are just randomly picking them up from coupon sites and so forth. Now, don't think that's happening. Because we looked at August numbers. August numbers come in and we're definitely down. And, you know, sometimes that happens, but it's down a little bit more than I'm comfortable with. But we'll see what happens with these new codes. And I know you guys were excited to get the new deal, so I do apologize about that. But as always, and now probably it's as important as ever, is to link back to the website at geekandcentral.com/GoDaddy and tell people about my codes, tell them about the deals over here, use them yourself if you so feel inclined to do so. And I'm probably going to, maybe what I do is run a little contest. I'll announce that on the next show. So if you do buy a GoDaddy product from, or you have with one of my promo codes starting in September, through the end of the month, hang on to your email receipt that you get from GoDaddy, all right? Or take a screenshot of you having put in the promo code on the checkout page. Either one will work, because at the end of the month, I think we're going to give a good prize away for anyone that is a new customer. Keyword here is you have to be a new customer, and you have to, if you're not a new customer, please tell me, but we'll definitely give something away for someone that's going to use one of the promo codes, and we'll make it a nice little prize. But anyway, I'll see what we knew about some additional offers. Excuse me. I'll get that back to you. And I definitely appreciate everyone's ongoing support here of GoDaddy and the longtime support of them supporting this show. Again, been with us since June of 2005. It has been one incredible run. It really, really has been. So again, I appreciate your support. GeekandCentral.com/GoDaddy. Okay, so let me get back to the stack here. I'm just running out of water today. I make myself a big water jug in the morning, and it's got about a gallon of water in it. I think I killed a whole gallon today. I don't know why. But, and it just seems to be, was, and maybe yesterday I wasn't hydrated enough, the gym, who knows? I don't know, but a lot of water today. But I'm glad to be back in the studio. Very, very glad to be back in the studio. And I got back on Saturday. Really no concerns. Everything was smooth on the flight back. Got in. And my koi pond, I got home, was not pumping water. And I said to the kids, I said, how long's the koi pond not been pumping water? And I kind of got the shrug. And I went into a mild panic, because running the pump without pumping water for an extended period of time causes the impeller, or the propeller, or the impeller inside the pump to warm up and break. And so I unplugged the pump and got it reprimed and tried to reprime, and it was not running. The impeller had broke. So here in Hawaii, it's not like you can drive to a koi pond store and get parts. And the pump that's been on there is like 10 years old. So I got on Google, did some research, found the manufacturer, sent him an email. Remarkably, the guy called me, said, yeah, we got the impeller. He sent me a little email with a schematic. This is how you break down the pump and get it repaired. And I'm like, great. Send me a impeller. And a FedEx went out to me. And so I get the pump apart, and the way this thing is on is you have to basically take the fan off the backside of the pump, and then you vice grip it, and then on the front you ratchet off the bolt because it's connected to the drive shaft, and you bring it off counterclockwise. Well, this pump, as I said, it's been pumping for 10 years in no shed. There's no shed in the corner of my koi pond, so the bolts are like rusted. So I'm WD-40ing them, you know, thinking, okay, I'll get it working here. 2 days, I can't get this thing apart. And I'm thinking, oh my God, my koi are going to start to die. And I'm checking on them. They're good. The pond, koi kind of, when there's not a lot of aeration, they just kind of like chill. And so I had to pull the trigger and buy a new pump tonight. I couldn't believe it. Can't believe it. $449 for that bad boy. And shipping, there's no free shipping of a pump like that to Hawaii. So it gets here next, like, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. And meanwhile, I called this guy back. I'm sending these parts back. And he says, well, send me the pump. I said, if I ship you the pump to California, you take the pump apart and ship it back to me, I'll be $250 in shipping. I'm like, no. I said, it's not going to happen. I'll figure something out. And so anyway, long story short, I've had koi pond dilemma today. I guess you guys don't really care, right? But yeah, that was what kind of, been dealing with for a few days. And then a holiday and, stuff just didn't move as fast. But lots of meetings, lots of just proposals. I'm behind on a couple of proposals. So those are on the top of the priority list tomorrow. But again, glad to be back with you and back with doing video. So exciting stuff here, back in the studio. So it looks like, looking at my schedule, I still may. My wife is going to go to Japan for a couple of weeks, and she's leaving sometime this weekend or Monday. She's going to be gone for at least 2 weeks. And I really need to get back to Columbus for a few days. But the problem is the podcast award ceremony is on Sunday, September 30th. And my wife is having surgery on October 10th. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to squeeze it in. I do have travel, I know, guaranteed happening around the 22nd of October for another long trip. But for now, I just don't know. I don't know if I'm able to squeeze it in here in the next couple of weeks. But I don't worry. We'll be live here and in rocking and rolling. And the show will go on. So thanks for being part of the Ohana here for sure. And don't forget, we're live Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time. And if there's a little shift because my wife's in Japan, it might be on the Thursday show where it's a little bit later. But we'll just deal with it. Okay, YouTube. Netflix, those videos have been found to be slowed down by wireless carriers. This article from Bloomberg.com says largest U.S. telecom companies are slowing internet traffic to and from popular apps like YouTube and Netflix. Now, again, let's think about net neutrality and prioritizing traffic and not supposed to be doing this kind of thing. And of course, net neutrality is gone. So again, the largest U.S. telecom companies are slowing internet traffic to popular apps like YouTube and Netflix. This is according to research from Northeastern University and the University of Massachusetts, Amherst. The researchers use a smartphone app called WeHe, and it was downloaded by about 100,000 consumers to monitor which mobile services are being throttled, when and by whom, and what likely is the single largest study, a running study of its kind. Among U.S. wireless carriers, YouTube is the number one target of throttling, where data speeds are slowed according to the data. Netflix Incorporated video streaming service, Amazon Incorporated's Prime Video, and NBC Sports app have been degraded in a similar way, according to David Chaffney, one of the study's authors who developed the WeHe app. From January to early May, the app detected differentiation by Verizon more than 11,000 times, according to the study. This is when a type of traffic on a network is treated differently than other types of traffic. Most of this activity is throttling. AT&T did this 8,398 times. Now, remember, there's only 100,000 consumers doing this study, right? And it was spotted 3,900 times on the network of T-Mobile and 339 times on Sprint. The numbers are partly influenced by the size of the networks and user bases. C Spire, a small privately held wireless operator, had the fewest instances of U.S. providers, while Verizon had the most. Carrie said the throttling to manage internet traffic, to deliver the videos people want to watch on their phones, sacrifices in speed are required, according to the three largest telecom wireless companies. Terms of service agreements tell customers when speed will be slowed, like when they exceed data allotments, and people probably don't notice because the video will still stream at DVD quality. The Weehee app has so far conducted more than 500,000 tests involving more than 2,000 internet service providers in 161 countries. So here we go. Now this group is being a new kind of net neutrality watchdog. And this individual was retained, Chaffneys, was retained by the French government to use the Weehee app to audit for net neutrality violations. State and local governments in the U.S. have come calling too. He said he's hearing his findings with the FTC, which took over the job of policing internet service providers from the FCC. So we'll see what happens with this new California law that's coming into place. But should we be surprised here? I don't think we should. I think we knew this is going to happen. Why would they not throttle traffic? There's nothing going to stop them from doing so, right? There's no net neutrality laws to basically prevent them. So your video will come slower. I've noticed on the... You guys know that I'm using a Samsung Galaxy S9. I have it connected to T-Mobile. And I notice videos are not as... Well, and they've got a pretty good bandwidth policy. I just noticed that videos are often choppy on T-Mobile. And same thing with Verizon. But especially on the Facebook type videos. And maybe it's just Facebook, I don't know. But I notice a difference. So there you are, as to be expected, throttling is in place. All right, going to move on here. Personal shopper, I think a lot of people will never allow someone to go shopping for them. But I'm pretty snobbish with my time. And anytime I can get my time back, I'm going to. And I haven't to date employed one of these services. Matter of fact, I don't even know if they are available here in Hawaii. But there's three services that were reviewed. Shipit, S-H-I-P-T, or Shipt. There was Instacart and Peapod. Now, these personal shopping services were reviewed shopping at basically picking up the same items at a variety of different stores. And what they found, and I'm just going to Reader's Digest this for you folks. And for those of you that don't know what a Reader's Digest is, I'm sorry. You can look that up in Wikipedia to understand the meaning here, but I'm going to give you the cliff notes. Essentially, Instacart pretty much came out price-wise about the best. And giving you some good choices on when to have it delivered as well. So as an example, they went through and ordered about $40 worth of groceries, and it was a $5.99 delivery fee. Now, when I go to the grocery store, it's not $40. It's like $400. So I don't know if the price of delivery goes up based upon the number of items you have, but I go, and then I don't have to go for another month. I have to get some vegetables or something. But I think that having someone, you know, what does it take to go to the grocery store? You go, you drive, you park, you go in, get a cart, you fight the crowds, you check the produce, you're in there an hour and a half, right? How much is, and if you have the time, fantastic. But is it worth $6? You know, they can't drive to my house. Be honest with you, in Hawaii, I doubt that's going to be $6. They can't drive from the grocery store I'd want them to shop in to my house for $6 in gas. So I think it's interesting. And Shipit, they require a subscription. And the folks at Peapod did some substitutions. So they noticed comparing the price of like steaks to the steaks that were delivered were discounted. So there's some of that type of activity going on. But the one thing that was interesting about the Peapod service is that certain hours, if you picked a off-hour delivery time, you would save on the shipping cost or on the delivery cost. So overall, I think these, have anybody used any of these? If you've used one of these services, I'd really love to hear from you. Geeknews@gmail.com. Love to hear how it's working for you. Do you like it? Is it running? Are you running into problems? Are you not getting the brands that you want? Just drop me an email. Let me know. And if you use one, please keep me advised of how it worked out. Facebook and Twitter were in the firing line. They were they're testifying before Congress. And there was a very interesting, I guess for a better word, takeaway. It appears that, at least for Facebook and Twitter, they're feeling that they might have to be a little more proactive. They feel the hammer may be coming. And this was specifically, they were briefing the Senate Intelligence Committee. They basically agreed, or maybe this was, for a better word, discussed beforehand, they think they need to start sharing information. Well, like, you haven't been already? So the Facebook and Twitter folks said that there should be some sort of way for these groups to share information so that they all can kind of, get on the same page. And if they've got a user from a certain area that's doing something on Twitter, they're probably doing it on Facebook. So it gets into some user privacy rights. But at the same time, if they think they have a state actor or someone that's doing some foreign interference, it'd be good if they would do some of this cross sharing information. Now, of course, the Google rep, the Congress did not want to see the lawyer. And hilariously, they had a placard out for Google on the desk, but there was no Google representative there, primarily one of the two co-founders. But it's good to see that they're at least talking about being able to kind of collaborate a little bit together. Well, at the same time, they say the government they'd like to have one person within the government that they could go to or office. Because oftentimes, depending on the agency, they have to go to different groups. They have to go to FBI in one instance. They may have to go to Department of Homeland Security in another, local law enforcement. So they're really looking for a central place where they can share information and get information as well, which kind of makes sense. But these are big companies, and they can afford to have some people on staff that do that interagency cooperation type stuff and probably hold the required security clearances needed to get access to some of this information. So it's going to be time. We'll see how they do and whether or not they're able to implement some new policies to stop bad characters from doing bad things that are trying to affect our elections. With that, over at MakeYouSub.com, there's a article about the five best unbiased fact-checking sites for finding the truth. Now, this is according... Okay, so this is the according to MakeYouSub.com and the writer Megan Ellis, okay? So these are her choices on who are the five best unbiased fact-checking sites. So one of them that they're recommending is Media Bias Fact Checked. Another one that she's recommended is PolitiFact, P-O-L-I-T-I Fact. I guess that's .com. Then there's Snopes. I think we've all heard that before. And FactCheck.org. And of course, Google search. You know, the thing I'm really leery about any of these types of sites is who is behind them? Is it truly a nonpartisan group? Or are the people doing the media bias fact checking? Is that a left of center, right of center person? What, you know, is it an extreme right? Is extreme left? Where, you know, is how can we be sure that the people behind these sites are truly looking at the media bias in a neutral way? I don't know if it's possible, be honest with you. I really, really don't. Now, PolitiFact says they're nonpartisan. Okay. And they've won a Pulitzer Prize. Congratulations. So how do we know that they're nonpartisan? The people working there are definitely not nonpartisan, right? How do you hire a staff of nonpartisan people? I just don't see how you do that. I really don't. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes. You just don't know who to trust, right? I think we better trust our own judgment. Of course, with the hearings going on in D.C., that did not stop Twitter from permanently banning Alex Jones and InfoWars. So they've got a permanent ban. Wow. Twitter said, today we permanently suspended at Real Alex Jones and at InfoWars from Twitter and Periscope. We took this action based on new reports of tweets and videos posted yesterday that violate our abusive behavior policy in addition to the account's past violations. So this adds to the list of Facebook, YouTube, Stitcher, LinkedIn, and Pinterest who have all banned Alex Jones and InfoWars. Let me just give you guys a little piece of advice. And this goes to any of you considering creating content. Those of you that listen to this show know that this podcast can be found at geeknewscentral.com. I talk about it at the beginning of the show, middle of the show, end of the show. You guys know where to come to find the content, find the show notes, find me as the primary location to jump off, to subscribe, to be able to get the show in all these destinations. This show in no way is in risk of being banned from Twitter, being banned from Facebook, Instagram, wherever. That's not going to happen with this show. We're a tech show. We talk about this kind of stuff. But if you so decide that you want to be a political hack and do right of center, left of center, down the middle, green, orange, purple, blue, whatever you decide to do, and whatever platform you have, if you're doing that platform, someone else's platform, and they don't like you no more, you're out. And there's nothing you can do. But if you have your own .com and your own website, sure, you may end up having challenges in having hosting providers take you off the air. But at some point, you may have to go to having your own dedicated server and infrastructure, truly owning your stack. But so long as you have your .com, 95% of the time, there's no way someone's going to take you off the air. Unless the government comes in and seizes your site, but that doesn't stop you from launching another site. But the only smart thing that the Alex Jones and InfoWars folks have done as far as their content goes is they have their own site. They have their own RSS feed. That way, no one truly can take them off the air. So it's always the extreme examples that make us look at the value of RSS and everything that happens in space. I think I talked about this in a previous show when this all kind of launched out. But his fans know where to go, which website to go to get his content. And probably in the long run, it's going to make his content stronger. Because what is he going to do? He's going to set up ways for people to donate, a way for people to buy merchandise, where for people to, you know, do what they do to keep him on the air. You know, so we had a time, remember, that launched the show. I launched the show in October 2004. There was no Twitter. There was no Facebook. I think MySpace was still happening. But none of this social stuff was even in existence. So when we launched this show, you wouldn't have thought to go to Facebook because there wasn't Facebook. You found the show, you come to geeknewscentral.com and you subscribe to the podcast with a podcatcher. This is before Apple even got in the game, right? Before we could even hook it up through an iPod and then eventually an iPhone. Remember, when we started the show, there was no iPhones. There was only the iPod. So, you know, having had some perspective of doing this show since 2004, and we're fast approaching our, basically the 14th year anniversary of the show. The show's resided at the same website the entire time. Sure, the website's changed. We've changed hosting. We've done things to the infrastructure. But the same thing with Alex Jones. They can't take him off the air. He has his own .com. So if you're going to build your brand, build content, do a blog, own it. Own the stack. And keep your stuff backed up. This next one's a little weird. New blockchain ledger will let you sell personal healthcare data. IBM and a startup have launched a blockchain-based app that lets patients eventually sell anonymized data to pharmaceutical companies, researchers, and others while retaining greater control over privacy. There's a multi-billion dollar industry that collects healthcare information. It strips that information of personal identifiers such as name, social security numbers, and then they sell that data to researchers, drug developers, marketers, and others. Startup Hue-Manatee.co has partnered with IBM to develop an electronic ledger that gives consumers the cryptographic keys to grant to their personal data, even allowing patients or others to control the specific purpose for which it's used, while also allowing them to eventually profit from it. The new global consent ledger will initially begin with healthcare data from U.S. residents and provide a digital data trail stored on the IBM blockchain platform, which uses Hyperledger Fabric specifications. So basically what they're trying to do is they want you to submit your information, how your blood sugar is, how your heart rate is, how much exercise you got or did not get, how many candy bars you ate that day. They want you to submit your weight, your blood pressure, and then that data will trickle down and go into the ecosphere without your name associated with it. This, to me, is insanity. Why would we do this for a couple hundred bucks a year? Would you be willing to basically provide lots of health information that supposedly will stay anonymous and not tied to you and basically get paid a couple hundred bucks a year for that? I'm not so comfortable with that, to be honest. Because there's always something that's going to happen. What do you think? You want to share your data? I'm not. Sad news today. Those of you that are Burt Reynolds fans, the Bandit has passed away. He's died at the age of 82. And I'll be honest with you, Smoking the Bandit, classic. You probably couldn't do that movie today because it wouldn't be politically correct, but fantastic movie. And, yep, too. It's very sad. Now, many of you didn't know this, but Burt Reynolds was born in Michigan in 1936. And he played football for Florida State University before injuries ended his sports career. His acting career began in television in the 1950s before heading into film. And of course, his breakout movie was 1971's Deliverance. Dun, dun, dun. So, you know, of course, the most famous role came in the 70s and 80s when he starred in a movie such as Smokey and Bandit, The Cannonball Run, another classic, The Longest Yard, another great music. And then, of course, 1997, Boogie Nights. So, I don't think anyone was as cool on the movie set, probably in real life, as Burt Reynolds. So, Burt Reynolds, dead at 82. Google Pixel 3 event will take place on October 9th. So, you Pixel fans, get your checkbooks ready. All right. Apple's most exciting new phone, according to the folks at BGR.com, will be the iPhone XS Max, a 6.5-inch OLED model. Of course, the iPhone X, it'll be an iPhone X descendant, but the iPhone XS, not the Max, will be 5.8 inches, and the XS Max will be 6.5. So excited about that. I'm going to go with the biggest one they're going to release. And I'm not looking forward to just facial recognition, I'll be quite frank with you. And we'll talk about that, about why, here in a few minutes. Over in VentureBeat.com, Masterclass. I don't know if I really like the name of this, but Masterclass has raised $80 million to bring celebrity mentors to the masses. So imagine filmmaking taught by Martin Scorsese, comedy taught by Steve Martin, chess taught by Garry Kasparov, tennis taught by Serena Williams, cooking taught by Gordon Ramsay. That sounds like some fantasy schools for famous expert tutors. That would be pretty cool. But for $180 a year, you can access classes like that through their website. You can get instructions on shooting hoops with Stephen Curry, a two-time NBA MVP. You can learn how to cook with Gordon Ramsay. So this is kind of cool, these master classes, $180 a year. I've thought about doing some sort of podcasting classes. I don't want to call them master classes because it's too close to the word mastermind, and I don't like the word mastermind. But wouldn't that be kind of interesting? Set up a subscription service per year to have people get access to everything I know about podcasting. But then again, I pretty much share everything I know about podcasting in the new media show. So would I have to stop doing that show? Hey, over at the Washington Post, the United States has charged North Korean operative in conspiracy to hack Sony Pictures. And they don't like it that I have a ad blocker on. So two people, let me see here. Park Yun-hook. No, wait. Oh my God. I got to turn this ad blocker off. All right. I'll turn the ad blocker off. The Washington Post. Let me reload the page. So the Justice Department announced Thursday charges against alleged hacker for North Korea government in conjunction with a series of major cyber attacks, including the 2014 assault on Sony Pictures. and making the first time the United States has brought such charges against a Pyongyang operative. Park Jin-hook is accused of being part of the conspiracy to hack on behalf of the North Korean Reconnaissance General Bureau, RGB. He and others identified operatives are accused of being members of the Lazarus Group, which has also been implicated in the audacious attempt to steal $1 billion from the Bangladesh Bank in 2016, and also was the one that launched the WannaCry 2.0 virus that affected more than 230,000 computers in 150 countries last year. The charges made a 179-page complaint. So they're never going to arrest this guy, that's for sure. But this 34-year-old hacker out of North Korea is the first to be indicted. How'd they get his name? That's what I want to know. Google, they are potentially working on a loyalty program for the Play Store. Where else, you know, do you guys go somewhere else to get apps besides the Play Store for your Android device? But I guess you can earn, I was talking about yen. That seemed like, discovered by 9to5 Google. It seems that the recent APK teardown, the Play Store revealed that Google is working on a loyalty program called Play Points, along with a new logo. Additional strings also revealed how much points could potentially stand to earn per purchase. Earn 1 point per 100 yen or $1 per, or 1 point per $1, which the yen rate, I don't know what it is right now, but sounds pretty close to be equivalent. So I don't know what you're going to be able to redeem, but maybe by buying apps on the App Store, you're going to be able to get some cash back at some point. Spotify is in the news. A new Spotify initiative makes the big record labels nervous. You know, for decades, the path to stardom in the music industry was usually through a major record label. Although every artist today who reaches the charts don't necessarily have to go through a label. Some have made their own, but the conglomerates control around 80% of the business. Spotify is experimenting with a new approach. Over the last year, the 12-year-old companies have quietly struck direct licensing deals with a small number of independent artists. The deal is those artists' way onto the streaming platform and a closer relationship to the company and an advantage when pitching music for its influential playlist. Although deals are modest with advance payments of tens of hundreds or of thousands of dollars. Let me read that again. With advance payments of tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, according to several people, big record companies see Spotify's initiative as a potential threat, a small step that down the line could reshape the music business. That's true. And if Spotify can get some exclusive music that's an exclusive hit that's with them that can't be put out anywhere else, Spotify could really make an impact here. You know, and Spotify is making some moves in the podcasting space too. So I'm not surprised that they're doing this with artists. Five simple Mac OS tweaks to help you stay focused. Well, staying focused means stay in your seat and stay working. That's how you stay focused. But they do have some suggestions, and I don't know why switching to grayscale mode is going to make you more productive, but they say it does. And also enabling parent controls will help you stay more productive. I some of this stuff is a little weird. Anyway, the link is up in the show notes for you to check out. All right, the asteroid of the size of an office building is going to whip by us on Saturday. This is a pretty big piece of space debris. It's going to come between us and the moon orbit, and you can get a glimpse of it. It could be as tall as a 17-story apartment complex. It will pass Earth at about half the distance between us and the moon. This near-Earth asteroid, 2018 RC, will make a relatively close pass. It will stay safely clear, though. About 238,000 miles out. Oh, no. The closest point of approach is 136,702 miles. In the early morning hours, it's amazing we don't get whacked more, you know, if you think about it. All right, the Amazon Fire HD 8 tablet gets small upgrades for same low price. So it's still available up there. $80. So it's still available. All right. Can't beat the price. So again, the all new Fire HD 8 tablet is shipping on October 5th. It's available in the same colors and chassis as the previous model, with a 720p video support, up to 400 gigs of additional storage via micro SD slot, and hands-free call to action support, ALEXA support. So $80 on that, okay? So link will be up that if you want to hook it up. If you ever wanted to figure out a code, would you like to make your own Android app? You know, if you have an Android phone, that you can add Geek News Central as a button right on your mobile device. All you got to do is go into Google Chrome, search for Geek News Central. It's going to come up. You're going to see the playlist on the upper right-hand corner where they got those three pippers. Click on that. And those little three pippers, there's a word for that. Those three dots. And I don't know what it is. But you'll see there that you can paste or attach to the home screen. And make sure you do so. But if you want to learn how to write your own Android apps, there's a company that's got called React Native. React Native lets you build native mobile apps using JavaScript and React. The user interface library built by Facebook makes it easy to write code with both Android and iOS devices while having to master both Java and C++ Objective-C. So I think you have to have a little bit of code experience, don't you? But you can play around, and they have some code examples and can roll your own. The Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus could get blazing fast 5G, is a report. But it supposedly, they say it's going to be fast, but it won't be the first 5G Samsung phone. So that's with the S10 coming next year, you can look forward to 5G within the phone. Are you renting a house currently? Do you have a security system? Are you thinking about putting in a security system? The folks over at Android Central says the Ring Alarm, the $199 from Amazon, is your best buy. For folks that rent, that want to have a system that will monitor their house at a relatively low price. And with $10 per month monitoring, my current monitoring here is like $37, $38. At some point, I'm going to have to change out my alarm system. It seems just a little bit pricey at this point, considering $199 and $10 per month with these types of services. But Ring is a good one for renters. All right, unlocking the Android phone. What I have found, I have the password, the fingerprint, and the face recognition set up. About 50% of the time, I can get the phone to unlock by having it look at my face. And it's annoying because there's a bit of a delay. It's not super snappy. The rest of the time, I have to use my finger to unlock my Android phone. How many of you, what are you guys using? What's been the most effective thing for you guys? Using a little pattern to unlock your phone? I was hoping the face recognition would work more often than it doesn't. Or I wish it would work more often than it does. I guess that's the best way to say it. So what are you using? A password pin? Are you using the, swirl on the screen to draw a certain figure? So there's a lot of ways to unlock. What do you find to be the easiest? And the folks at lifehacker.com does a rundown, but I want to hear your guys' opinion. geeknews@gmail.com. All right, Europe has a new satellite. It's called the AEOLUS. AELIOS satellite has started emitting pulses of ultraviolet light from its laser, and as it measures winds around the world. The satellite was launched into space on a Vega rocket from the European spaceport on August 22nd. Kicking off a three-month testing period includes turning on the laser and making sure it works. So yes, we're going to be getting lased, or at least the atmosphere is going to be getting lased, and they're going to be measuring the wind. So that's kind of cool. The laser emits 50 powerful pulses of ultraviolet light per second into the atmosphere and measures signals from air molecules, dust particles, and water droplets to build a profile of wind speeds in the lowest 30 kilometers or 19 miles of the atmosphere. So don't look up. I'm 99% sure it's ice safe. How would you like to block 1,000 Twitter advertisers at once? I've been doing a little experimenting with Twitter advertising. So far, so good. Of all the ads that we run, I had one person say, hey, we're going to block you. But that's what some people do. They block Twitter accounts that are buying ads. But if you are really annoyed about ads on Twitter, you can block 1,000 Twitter accounts, advertisers at all once, by a gal that has made a list of Fortune 500 companies. Of course, if there's 1,000 Twitter accounts that she's got, it's more than Fortune 500 companies. It's 1,197 corporate accounts, which advertise on Twitter, that they can block them outright and not get any ads from them. So kind of interesting. Kim Komando. You know, I haven't listened to Kim Komando in years. I mean, years. Largely because the stuff she talks about on that show is really kind of low ball, in my opinion. And of course, she's been on the radio for many, many years, got a good syndication, does a great service for her listeners. She has an article talking about browser password hack puts millions of home Wi-Fi networks at risk. And she goes through how an exploit can be made. Essentially, someone has to broadcast your network's identifier. And then if you mistakenly select it, you basically can pass over that connection the password. And there's a hack they can use to really, you won't even know you're not on your own network. So I thought it was kind of interesting that was out there. That's how they're picking up some Wi-Fi passwords out there, but allowing people to get into your network. Pretty smart if you think about it. All right, YouTube TV memberships can now be paused. Pausing membership isn't something that many subscriptions offer, but YouTube TV is now joining that limited club. If you want to pause your YouTube TV subscription but not completely cancel it, that's an option. YouTube TV will allow your subscription to be paused for anywhere from 4 weeks to 6 months. And this is a main reason to do this instead of canceling it. And you can keep your recordings will be saved as well. So interesting. All right. So if you have, and if you're, it's a good idea. You know, if you don't need YouTube TV, you're going on travel or something like that, pause the stupid thing for a month or two. Save the cash. Facebook has chose Singapore for its $1 billion data center. Hey, Facebook. Can I work in Singapore? I'd love to. I love Singapore. I really, really do. Great, great country. Really do like Singapore a lot. But Singapore's location for its new data center will open in 2022. And some folks are saying it's a snub to India. Apparently, Facebook is huge, 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 huge in India. So the government over there and the folks that are involved in Facebook India are not real happy. All right, a woman who crashed her Model S Tesla and broke her foot is suing Tesla. A Utah woman in 2018, May of 2008, crashed her Tesla Model S to the fire engine while having the autopilot assist mode engaged, has now sued the company in state court, claiming negligence, among other allegations. Did she not understand that this was assist, not automated? I'm sure this lady was probably had on full auto, was looking at her phone. Oh, yes. Yes, she was. In an aftermath of the May 2018 accident, police in South Jordan, Utah said in a statement that the woman told them that she was looking at her phone prior to the collision, that she reportedly did not brake or take any action to avoid the collision. So, yeah, instead of letting the car drive and keep an eye on things and your hands on the wheel, she's looking at her phone and now she wants to sue Tesla? Come on. What did the insurance pay? See, is that like isn't it kind of like drinking and driving and crashing? If you're not actually driving, you're paying attention to your phone as a distracted driver, wouldn't your insurance like not pay? Have you guys ever had someone in and around your yard mess stuff up? Or, you know, I live on a corner and we have to go out every week and sweep basically about 50 feet down and on either side of the corner because it just collects a lot of junk. And it's kind of on a curve a little bit. You know, that's to be expected. But a Virginia man installed an electric fence to keep kids off his lawn. Apparently, kids waiting for school were leaving all kinds of trash on his property. Well, they're still leaving the trash, but now it's embedded up against this electric fence that he put up. And they get shocked if they touch it. Oh, man. So he had a little close to the county line or to the county's property line. So he had to back it up a little bit, but he's well within his right, within the city limits, to put up this electric fence as long as it's on his property. Oh, kind of funny, yeah? Our British Airways website has been hacked and exposed customer financial data. Customers who made bookings on their site or app in the last 2 weeks have been affected. So those of you that listen to the show in the UK or have flown British Airways in the last 2 weeks, be aware of this. Also, a great review of the new DJI Mavic 2. I'm going to be honest with you. I just am not getting a lot of drone time right now. So I'm going to hold. I've seen this thing. It's absolutely incredible. And they got the zoom version of this. I just need to get more airtime and just haven't had time to do it. But I see drones, and for me, it's like I start reaching for my credit card. But if any of you get the Mavic 2, love to hear your thoughts on it. But the folks at Engadget have got a great review, lots of YouTube reviews on it as well that I've already been looking at. All right, some deals here. Keep an eye on your property with a $10 Mr. Beam Wireless LED Motion Sensor Spotlight. It runs on D batteries, lasts a long time. Don't have to have any cables for it. Also, there's a $14 Belkin pivot plug. And I'll be honest with you, the reason I like these pivot plugs, if you ever bought a power strip and you could only like use two of the plugs because you've got a brick, an AC to DC brick, and you've got some weird plugs, and you know, and the next thing you know, you're plugging another power strip in because you didn't have enough plugs. I like these pivot plugs because you can kind of move stuff around and use all six of the actual outlets. These are available for $14.07 on Amazon. I ordered three of these, so, and I've got one already. Great deal. Great deal. Again, the $14 pivot plug by Belkin. Link will be up for you in the show notes. Some additional deals. You'll stabilize your smartphone with a $6 all-key cell phone tripod. I like the all-key product. $6, you can't go wrong with that at all. Also, Clean My Mac. If you're wanting to save some space, remove malware, and speed up your machine, this is a good app. Actually, I've used this particular app. I have this installed on my Mac, so it's Clean My Mac X, and it does a pretty good job cleaning up wasted space. Also, there's some Ring bundle discounts that were announced on PC World, so I grabbed that as well as the stuff that we talked about. It's available on Amazon, so these are definitely some additional stuff you can add to a Ring security system. And finally today, what to do when your phone or tablet won't charge. That's happened to me a couple times. I've usually had to like restart the phone or plug it into something different. The folks over at the New York Times give you 4 or 5 steps, with the final one being call for help. So where are we at on time? Oh, we're not bad. Not bad on time here. Let me see here. Did we have an email that come in? There's the folder. Loading it up. No new email. You guys have fell out of love with me. Hey, just, you know, and oh, by the way, And I really do appreciate all of you taking the time to stay subscribed and listen to the show. I know that your time is valuable, and I really appreciate the hour plus that I get, that you listen twice a week. You know, that's a big commitment. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and for any of you that stick around that have continued to listen to the show episode after episode, I do absolutely appreciate it in a very, very big way. Because you've got lots of choices out there on the interwebs now. And it's absolutely my pleasure to bring you the show. And I hope that I will never, ever waste your time as part of this podcast production. I'll make sure that I understand your time is as valuable as mine. And thank you for your ongoing long-term support of the show. Also, I want to thank those of you that have come on as insiders recently. We've picked up a couple of new folks that have come in. Doesn't matter if you come in the $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 level. It's just the thought that counts that you come in and support the show monthly with a donation. It is goes a long way in paying our blogger bill. I think the total bill for all the blogging that was on the website was just blogging, and Kurt's production cost was just a little over $750. So that gives you an idea, the investment that is being made in the site on a monthly basis. And your insider donations go a long way in helping pay that bill. Allows me to do what I do, to keep working on the podcasting content in the podcasting space, keeping the lights on here, your support of the sponsor. I've already mentioned we're going to be adding some deals, and I may be looking for some help to create some new product category pages on the website that we can send people to show some deals off. So if you've got some extra time to do some write-ups and some blogging and help me format some pages, looking for a few volunteers on that. Drop me an email. We'll try a little experiment here. I have some ideas. I think it's something that will take a couple of years to gain some momentum. But I've learned a lot over the years on GoDaddy and the sponsorship with them and the value of the website that goes along with the brand promotion. And of course, the podcast as well, and the shout outs and helping you folks driving traffic back to those pages. We could really do some incredible things, I think, with playing around with some different techniques that I've learned. So if you've got some extra time and if you want to learn something in the progress, we can do it together. So anyway, I'm going to get off in here. Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address. Thank you for being here. We'll see you on Monday. It is Thursday, right? I'll see you on Monday for a regular scheduled show. But it's been my pleasure bringing the podcast to you. Everyone, take care. See you next time. Hear from sunny and finally trade wind cool Honolulu. Aloha.